Indigo Slam by Robert Crace. Read by William Roberts. Seattle. At 2:14 in the morning on the night they left One Life to begin their next, the rain thundered down in a raging curtain that thrummed against a house and the porch and the plain white Econoline van that the United States Marshals had brought to whisk them away. Charles said, "Come here, Terry, and look at this." Her younger brother Charles was framed in the front window of their darkened house. The house was dark because the Marshals wanted it that way. No interior lights, they said. Candles and flashlights would be better, they said. Teresa, whom everyone called Terry, joined her brother at the window, and together they looked at the van parked at the curb. Lightning snapped like a giant flashbulb, illuminating the van and the narrow lane of clapboard houses there in Highland Park on the west side of Seattle, 7.5 miles south of the Space Needle. The van's side and rear doors were open, and a man was squatting inside arranging boxes. Two other men finished talking to the van's driver, then came up the walk toward the house. All four men were dressed identically in long black slickers and black hats that they held against the rain. It beat at them, as if it wanted to punch right through the coats and the hats and hammer them into the earth. Terry thought that in a few minutes it would be beating at her. Charles said, "Look at the size of that truck. That truck's big enough to bring my bike, isn't it? Why can't I bring my bike?" Terry said, "That's not a truck. It's a van. And the men said we could only take the boxes." Charles was 9 years old, 3 years younger than Terry.